Okay, let's get into Maestros, Daf Mem Aleph, as we have the last couple of days here in Maseches Maestros, the last 6 days. Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph. We are on Mem Amid Beis. We're talking about putting your onions in the attic and things that happen in the attic against your will, and you just want to put it up there to keep cool. And all of a sudden, they take root, and that starts to cause issues regarding which area of halacha. Well, Shabbos, Kilayim, Shvius, Maestros, many different areas of halacha to look at, whether what something is called Mechubar or not. And that's what the discussion was between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how to understand our Mishnah, how to understand the Tosefta that commented in a similar case to our Mishnah. That was yesterday's discussion. Again, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Perek Oker, the Tosefta that quote that was quoted partially on Mem Amid Aleph, and the Arema Shel Bitzalim Shehishrisha that spoke about Shabbos, that you're not chayav for Shabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is a question of the extension. So now we're up to quoting the whole Tosefta. We quoted part of the Tosefta before, but now we're going to quote the whole Tosefta, three lines from the bottom on Mem Amid Beis. Hishrishu Bikupa. What happens if somebody, if you have onions in a box, you have a box with some dirt in it, and you put onions in there in your kitchen, and all of a sudden they took root. Hare hein becheskas l'maestros l'shvias. They're considered talush. They're considered as they were. Beches kasan. You detach them from the ground, they're still detached from the ground. You don't have to give maestros from them again, and you don't have to consider them as if they grew during Shemitah. Right? They are beches kasan, lemaestros, ule shvius. Vim hayu tameim. And if they were tamei, lo alu mide tumasan. And if they were tamei, they still are tamei. They haven't gone up from their state of tumah. Look in the Rashi Leo. The kivan de bekuposein, since they're in boxes, they're not like in a, what we talk about in our Mishnah, and as an honest we're going to talk about soon. There's a whole roof, and there's a whole roof, and a whole roof full of dirt. This is a box. This is even further from the idea. And the dirt in the attic, we said, maybe is parallel to the dirt on the floor, and maybe somehow it's considered connected. But if it's in a box, it's metaltel, it's movable, and therefore, even regarding Tumah Vatara, it stays Tameh. It's considered talush. It's considered detached. Again, the kibun de bakupo saying, since it's in a box, umitaltelin, and it's movable, lo damul is ruined. It's not like it is planted. Right? We find in halacha, in Tumah Vatara, something that is movable is different than something that's not movable. If you have a huge kli, huge, and right, there's shi'urim given, how much volume it holds, that could be considered mechubar, even though technically it's not. It is just as detached as a cup, right? But if it's very heavy, it has to be able to be metalta mali v'reikon, right? Empty and full. And if it cannot be metalta full, it might be considered mechubar, like connected to the ground. So here, because it's a kli, even regarding Tumah Vatara, it is considered talush. But the second half of the Tosefta, now we get to the part that was quoted, Hishrishu ba'aliyah, but if it took root in an attic, I put it on the top floor of my house in order to keep cool, and all of a sudden it went into roots there. So regarding most things, it's still talush. Harehein becheskas l'maestros l'shvias, as we said, it's considered talush in their state, l'maestros l'shvias, for a maestro and for shvias, v'mayu temein alumi tumasan. But regarding this case, if they were tamei, they are no longer tamei. They're considered now mechubar. And as we know, if something is reattached to the ground, they lose their status. It loses its status of tumah. Right? It's back in the ground, and the ground cannot become tamei. The ground cannot become tamei. What can become tamei? Four things: adam v'kelim, ochlun u'mashkin. That's it. Four things can become tamei. A live animal cannot become tamei. And a dead animal is metamei. It's the source of tumah. But the only things that can become tameh are adam v'kelim, ochlim u'mashkim. Right? Adam and kelim can become tar also. They can become tar, they can become tar. Ochlim u'mashkim generally cannot become tar unless it's water. Right? Mashkin, water, can become tar if I connect it to a mikvah. Right? Then I could do hashaka and then make it tar. But generally, other things, if I have food, it cannot become tar once it's tameh. Unless somehow I could replant it into the ground. If I could replant it into the ground, so then it might lose, like here, if it was hushrash in the attic, so then alumi tumasan. So says the Gemara, how do you understand that last line? The seifa, right? It says if you put it into the attic, so regarding most things, it's still called detached, except for one, except for Tumah V'Tahara, it's called attached. Right? It's called as if it's connected to the ground. So why is that? B'cheskasan v'at amar alu. B'cheskasan, the first half of the Seife, it says, it retains its status, it's still talush. And then it says, alu, it went alu mitumasan, which means it's attached. So I don't understand. Which is it in the Seifa? So Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi La says, Hatorah ribsa v'tahara zizra'in. There's a special limud that even though really this is considered detached, but there's a special limud by Tumah V'Tahara that even some cases that are considered detached are considered attached for this halacha. For this halacha. There's extra tahara for this halacha. My taima, which again in Yerushalmi often means what's the source, what's the makar, because the pasuk says in, I think it's in Shmini, v'chi pol minivlasam al kol zera zeru asher yizareya tahar. That's a lot of words of zera. Zera zeruah asher yizareya. The Mishnah Shabbos also learned something else from here, but because you have so many words about planted, so we say, even this is planted. Right? If it was in an attic and it took root, that's also called planted, and therefore, taharhu, it would be tar. Good. Tani, says the Tosefta, continues the Tosefta, lo yitlosh, on Shabbos, one shouldn't pluck it out. One should not pluck it out on Shabbos, because that is, it's considered semi-attached, let's say. Therefore, on Shabbos, one shouldn't take out these onions. Marafolda lo yitlosh me osan jeshrisha baliyam myri. We're talking about that second case where it took root in the. If it's in the box, then for sure you can take it out. We said for all purposes it's considered talish. But if it's in the attic, so you shouldn't take it out on Shabbos. Lechatchila, right in the marafolda it says imhem bakupa tony badya umut l'toshem Shabbos. Fine. So lo yitlosh, you shouldn't take it out on Shabbos if it took root in the attic. Avar v'talish, but if you did. What if you did? How serious of an Avera is that? So, is Tani Tani Chayiv? Some say Chayiv, right? Which means Daraisa. We're going to go with the Marafolda's Girsa here. Is Tani Tani Patur? And others say Patur, right? One Girsa, one version says Chayiv. If I took it out, I'm Chayiv for Kotzer, for detaching. And one is Patur. Man de Omar, I'm reading from the Marafolda's Girsa. Man de Tabar Pater Avalasar. The one who says Pater in Hilcha Shabbos, remember, doesn't mean Mutter. Right? Pater means Asr Drabanan. Pater means Daraisa, but Asr Drabanan. Man de Omar, fine. So now we understand. We have two Girsos. Whether it's an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Drabanan. So now the Gemara says, Man de Omar Chayiv Nicha. If you have the Girsa of Chayiv, then I understand why. L'chadchila, you shouldn't pick it out, because if you did, you're going to violate an Isaraisa. And this is following the Shita of Reish Lakish, who we discussed yesterday. Remember yesterday, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish says, for Shabbos, this is considered Mechubar. Right? Shabbos doesn't have anything to do with, it does. The Chiddush is that even if you say there's Melechus Machshavas, but it doesn't make a difference whether you wanted it to take root or not. Reish Lakish says it's Asa Daraisa, whether you wanted the Hashrasha or didn't want the Hashrasha. So then, fine, Nicha, I understand the flow of the Braisa. Let's just finish the Girsa and then we'll explain. Man de Amar, again, add this in. Man de Amar, Pater Avalasur, but if you say it's Asa Darabanan, Lo Tzercha de Lo Mutter, then shouldn't it be Mutter if there was no Hashrasha, meaning according to Reish Lakish, there's no chilek between whether you wanted it to take root or not. So, what's the gzeira lechadchila? If you didn't want it to take root, so then lechadchila, what do you mean if you didn't want it to take root? According to Reish Lakish, there's no difference whether you wanted it to take root or not. Right? No difference. Right? Is it because, so if you didn't want it to take root, so if you didn't want it, correct, to take root, so there's a lechadchila because atu, you might pick it out if you wanted it to take root, but both those cases have the same halacha. There isn't a chiluk between them. So why would there be a lechadchila? This should be just a din. You know, one straight across. Let's read the Barafolda who explains this. V'hachi pirusho. Avar v'talash be'osan jeshrisho balia. If I picked up, remember, the Brisas, the Tosefta says, you shouldn't pick it up on Shabbos, and if you did, took your sos. Chayiv, Daraisa, or Asa Darabanan. So we're going to say the Chayiv one fits into Reish Lakish better. And as we'll see, the Gemara's answer is going to be, you know, just read the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, Reish Lakish, Amar Chayiv. You're right. Rish Lakish's shita would fit into the girsa that holds that it's in a sedaraisa. Okay, so now let's look back. What was the question? So says the Marafolda. V'achi pirusha avar v'talash be'otzeh shisho balia. If you detach those that were still in the that took root in the attic, ikatana detani chayev chatas v'ikatana detani pater. Right, some say chayev, one degree says chayev, one says pater. V'yamar shas l'man damar pater mashmal chadchilo aser. According to the one who says pater, according to that girsa, l'chadchilo it's a problem. L'chadchilo it's a problem, but the eved it's not a daraisa. So we're going to say, how does that work for Rish Lakish? What's the lechachilu? What's the b'dieved? There's never any difference between this case and another case. If you don't want, it doesn't matter if we wanted to take root or not, right? It's aser daraisa. And if Rish Lakish is going to say, and according to the other opinion, so it's not aser daraisa, no matter what. There's never a case that you should be gozer a mishum b, which is the lashon that you shouldn't do it, but if you did, pater. So as we're going to see, that's the girsa that doesn't fit. Lochein hiksha. Bish l'maman damar chayiv l'kash l'rish lakish. If you have the girsa of chayiv, you understand. To who svirale to l'mahani b'ena rotza b'shabbos. The idea of it's not taking root doesn't make a difference on Shabbos. Aval man da'amar, pater aval aser kasha. Why? Why is that girsa a problem? Nihi t'palig aman da'amar pater b'ena rotza. Yes, Reish Lakish argues, Mikom akom lama aser lechadchila atu rotze. What would be a lechadchila? Why it would be aser in a case where you didn't want the roots? If you didn't want it to take root, you still shouldn't pick it out. You still shouldn't pick it out. Hare ein chilik l'Reish Lakish b'Shabbos bein rotze eve ein rotze. Reish Lakish doesn't make a difference. That was yesterday's discussion. Reish Lakish doesn't make a difference between whether you wanted to take root or not. For Hilchas Maestros, maybe it makes a difference. But for Hilchas Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. Uman de pater be'ena rotza aparotza pater. Right, if you say it's not going to be a daraisa for A, it's not going to be a daraisa for B. So you wouldn't make a gzeira onto something that's innocent to Rabbanan. Uman de chayiv barotza ape'ena rotza machayiv. If you say it's daraisa, then it's daraisa. B'dievet, so then you can make a gzeira. So the girsa pater doesn't fit. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Reish Lakish's shita would fit in according to one who says chayev. And the last marafolda before the Mishnah, klomer al karcha chamanda amar pater mafleg beim rotsa veina rotsa. You're right. According to the one who says pater, would have to make a chilik, which is not Reish Lakish's shita. Which is not Reish Lakish's shita. Okay, that is the till the Mishnah. We're continuing the discussion of the Tosefta from yesterday. It says the next Mishnah, halacha beis lo yimkar adam es peirosav mishibol onas maestros. A person generally is allowed to sell attached trees or fruit. It's not chayiv in anything yet if it's attached. But the Mishnah says a person should not sell trees and fruit that already have reached onus maestros. Remember, that was the beginning of our Masechta. Maybe there's a different measurement for various fruits, or maybe it just means a third. According to Machlokas Bishonim, Tosfos and the Ritva in the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, there were some examples that it said a third, and others gave specific measures. So once it reaches those measures, which means, what are those measures important for? If I then do Gemar Malacha, it's going to be Chayiv Daraisa, right? This is the maturity, the first stage of maturity. I shouldn't sell those to Lamisha Eino Neman Ala Maestros. I shouldn't sell those to someone who is not Neman on Maestros, because once it's reached the onus on Maestros, it's in the world. It's in the world of Maestros, and therefore, by giving it to them, by somebody who's not Neman, I violate Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. I'm putting somebody in a situation where there's a good chance that they'll do an Aveira, and therefore I'm facilitating that Aveira. Rather, Marafolda, Lifnei Iver, Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Sitein Mechshol. Or, v'lo b'shvius, I shouldn't give somebody shmita fruit, l'fishu chashan al shvius. If somebody is chashan on shmita, and I don't think that they're going to treat the shmita fruit properly, so then I'm not allowed to sell him. I'm not allowed to sell him shmita fruit. Again, if it's only if I know that they are chashud. If I don't know, I don't have to assume or guess. But that applies for once fruit reach onus amaisris, or shvius. V'im bichru. So what if you have some of the orchard that has already grown to onus amaisris and some not? V'im bichru. So says the Mishnah, that doesn't aser the whole orchard. No telasa bachoros umocharas ashar. Take off the ripe ones, keep those for yourself, because those are already within the world of onus amaisris, and you can sell the rest. Meaning, what's the chiddush? You don't say some of them aser the whole area. The Radvaz says, but didn't we learn earlier, the Radvaz on the Rambam here, in Beis Vav, on Beis Vav. That's where the Rambam quotes this halacha. Didn't we learn earlier? Shim higia gargir echad higia hakol. Right? If part of it becomes ripe, then all of it, it all goes in the, you all look at it in the same way. So why here? Could you just take some off? So the Rabban says, you know, must be talking about, is it the same tree or just the same orchard? What we said before is, if some of the tree, remember we said the east side of the tree, the west side of the tree, we had the cases there. So if the tree, if some of the tree is ripe, then the whole tree is ripe. You can't take off some of the tree and sell the rest of the tree. If you have different trees, then you could take some and sell the rest. So the difference between one tree and the and many trees. Lifnei Iver hasn't come up in a while. The Minchas Chinuch, that's all you need. Not all you need, but he asked many of the, he brings up many of the issues regarding the lumdus of Lifnei Iver. First of all, he asked the question, why the poskim don't quote what's explicit in the pasuk. Right? Lifnei Iver, lo titei mechshol, is an issur daraisa. All the Rishonim quote, lo titei mechshol, do not put a stumbling block. And they all say, you know what this means? Don't help somebody do an aveira. Don't give somebody bad advice. But none of the Moni HaMitzvahs quote, don't put a rock in front of somebody who is blind. That's what the pasuk says. So why don't they quote that? And you should say, this is the pshat and this is the drash. This is the deeper level. But they don't quote that. Okay, that's a bad thing to do. Everybody would agree. And maybe that's gram hezek. But is that an explicit issur daraisa? If I put a rock in front of a blind man. So the Minchas Chinuch wonders, you know, why isn't that quoted, right? We know the Gemara in Yevamos, Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, right? You always have to look at the pshat, says the, that's the Minchas Chinuch's question. Midivrei Rav HaMachaber, V'chem Midivrei HaRambam, Nira, the Pasuk HaZeh, Delev Ne'iver, Yotzo Lagamri Mipshuto, Dimnasan Michsho Mamish, Even Lifnei Iver, Eino Over. Sounds like you don't get the Aveira of Lifnei Iver. Also, he says, Alav Shein Bomaisa. Alav Shein Bomaisa, so what do you mean? If you put a rock there, isn't that a Yesh Bomaisa? So it sounds like from the Chinuch and the Rambam, Lo Yadati, Kima de Mavur Biyavamis, De Bechala Tarakula, Eina Mikra Yosi Mede Pshuto. And the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that means, doesn't mean Eina Mikra Ela Pshuto, that means there's an additional level. So Lo Yadati Minala, Deze Mefurish Eino Bechala Alav. So he leaves the Pitzorachi and he doesn't answer the question. If you look in the Klei Yakar on the Pasuk, the Klei Yakar answers the question. The Klei Yakar says, because we keep reading the Pasuk, Livne Iver Lotite Michshol, V'yareisa Me'elokecha Ani Hashem. Or V'yareisa Me'elokecha. Right? Fear Hashem. V'yareisa Me'elokecha. And what does Chazal always say on that? V'yareisa Me'elokecha? Even if you don't think anybody knows what you're doing, God knows. V'yareisa Me'elokecha. If you put a rock in front of a blind person, do you need the world's biggest chacham to know that you're an evil person? You don't need, only Hashem knows. Nobody Hashem knows. Everybody knows. So that's how the Rishonim understood that it must be that that's not the pshat. The pshat of the pasuk is not putting a rock, because you wouldn't need V'yareisa Me'elokecha in that case. Then everybody knows that you're evil. Right? So V'yareisa Me'elokecha tips us off that the Lifnei Iver is a case that is not simple to the onlooker, and that's why we understand it, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, as giving bad advice, if nobody knows that it's bad advice, or facilitating an aveira. Number one. The other issue that's brought up here, again, many issues that are brought up here, what happens if somebody is the Emunas Shmuel asks, the Eino over, one of the Achronim, he quotes, the Prechadish in the name of Shoah, the Eino over, Belifne Iver, Kalhecha, the Shari Lididei. What if I'm Yisrael, what if I am Machshiel, I convince a Kohen to marry a Grusha? Do I violate Lifnei Iver? I'm allowed to marry a Grusha. So, is somebody violates Lifnei Iver if they themselves are not mechuyev in that mitzvah? Right? That's a question of the old Emunah Shmuel. Right? And the Rishonim, right, the Mefarshim asked on Emunah Shmuel, isn't the case of the two cases in Avodah Zarah that are Lifnei Iver is giving a cup of wine to a Nazir? And I'm not a Nazir. What? That's talking about only a Nazir giving a cup of wine to a Nazir? The simple pshat is that no. So maybe you could say, oh no, but there you could become a Nazir. You could become a Nazir. Yisrael can never become a Kohen. So at least he's shayach to that Aver. But that question reflects the Chakira that is discussed in Lifnei Iver. amongst the Achronim, and that is, how do you look at Lifnei Iver, what we call Klali or Prati? Do we look at it as a Prati? There's Lifnei Iver to each and every part of every Aveira. There's a Lifnei Iver section. If I do Lifnei Iver of Chazir, that's a little Chazir. If I do Lifnei Iver of Shatnez, that's a little Shatnez. Right? Everything is connected to each Aveira, or what we call Klali. You know, it's a general, all Lifnei Ivers are the same. And the same question is asked by Chasishir, and by Chinuch, and by Hiddur Mitzvah, to add three. Right? So the question is, does it become Zrizus for? Right? Does it become part and parcel of every specific mitzvah or Aveira, or is it something general? So that could be an answer to the Emunah Shmuel Safek. If you say it's part and parcel to every mitzvah, then it could be, not Mukhra, but it could be that if a Yisrael is convincing a Kohen to do Grusha, so it's not Yisrael is not Mitzuvah in this or Grusha LeKohen. So of course, it's not Lifnei Iver. It's a bad thing to do, but it's not Lifnei Iver. But if it's a general, then it would be Usher. It's not Mukhra, because you could even say that even a Yisrael has the Isser of Grusha LeKohen, not actually marrying the Grusha LeKohen, but he's shayach to that Aveira. Could say, because he's a Jew. Shayach to that Aveira. Right? Then there's many other nafkaminas given. One of them that is very graphic and illustrative is the Machlokas, the Balamar, and the Ramban about Lifnei Iver of the Big Three. Is Lifnei Iver of the Big Three Yehari Val Yavar? If somebody comes over to me and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. Right? Is that Yehari Val Yavar? If somebody says, kill Reuven or I have to kill you, I'm not allowed to kill Reuven, Yehari Val Yavar. But if somebody says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon, or else I'm going to kill you. So that's a machlokas balamar Ramban in Sanhedrin, whether that's Lifnei Iver, whether that's Yehari Val Yavar. And that is, I think the balamar says it is, and the Ramban says it's not. I think if I remember the direction. But either way, if you say it's prati, part and parcel of each one, then obviously it's Yehari Val Yavar. But if you say it's klali, so then that's why it wouldn't be. It's Lifnei Iver general, not Lifnei Iver specifically big three. Right? It's Lifnei Iver. Okay, there's many others. Right, the Minchas Chinuch, once we have it open. If I'm machshel somebody in Issa Durabanan, do I violate Lifnei Iver Doraisa? Right, I convince somebody to eat chicken cheeseburger. Issa Durabanan. Do I get Lifnei Iver Doraisa? I'm going to be more chamer than them. They ate the chicken cheeseburger. So they're all violating Issa Durabanan. So if you say it's prati, then obviously you can't be worse than them. But if you say it's klali, it's general, then yeah, even giving bad advice is Daraisa, even though it's the other part of Lifnei Iver. You might say there's a difference between the two halves. Okay, but that's a lot regarding Lifnei Iver, but that's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says I'm not allowed to give somebody fruit that's already reached the Onus HaMaisris or Shemitah fruit because they might not treat it properly. Which, remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago, that's one of the reasons of the Rishonim of why you're not allowed to export Shemitah fruit, because people might not treat it properly in terms of Kedusha Shvias. Next, lo yimkar adam es tivno, es gifto, ve'es zogav. Let's say somebody has stuff that is not chayv and maestros, because it's just garbage. It's psoles. It's leftovers. Like a couple pieces of straw, or the olive residue, gifto, or zogav, it's the grape skins. So all those are not chayv and chumas and maestros. But I'm not allowed to sell those. Lemisha eino neman ala maestros. So somebody's not neman. Why? All these things, let's say the dregs of the olives are not chayv and maestros. But what if I squeeze them out to get out that last little bit of oil? That would be chayv and maestros. So, per se, these are not. But I'm not allowed to give it to Eino Naaman if I know that they are going to squeeze it out. Because then that's the same kind of thing. I'm being machshel them. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, because the mashkin are chayv and maestros. The Mishnah Rishona here on the Mishnah says this is only if you know, right? It says, Lahotzi mehen mashkin. If not, if they're just buying it, I don't know, if they have some other reason to buy these dregs and so less, so then one wouldn't be limited in terms of their selling. Continue the Mishnah for a minute. Im hotzi, and if he did, let's say somebody was motzi that liquid, Chayev b'maisrus. Then he's chayev and maisrus. What's the chiddush? The Mara Fulta that Rav Chaim Kadievsky explains. Right? Even if, let's say, I know I'm selling you these things. Right? I'm selling you these things and I know you're going to be motzi them. So you know what? I'm going to take off maisrus, trumas and maisrus beforehand, just in case. Guess what? That doesn't help. That doesn't help because it wasn't mechuyev then, and I don't exactly know how much. I don't know exactly how much you're going to be motzi. So how could I take off, right? Maisers are an exact amount. Upater mina truma. Right? Pater from truma. Why? Because truma, if you remember, truma doesn't have a shear. So I could take off some to be motzi, to have kavana for the truma of the oil that you're going to squeeze out or the wine that you're going to squeeze out. But I can't do that for the maestros. And the Gemara explains, shahat toreim, because one who's toreim, belibo ala kotim. So for truma, you could have in mind the kotim, the unthreshed stalks, the Marafolda explains. V'alat staden, or the stuff on the side, the little pieces on the side that nobody's really focusing on. V'al masha besocha tevin, or the kernels that are in the tevin that you think like you have to be so medactic to get out every kernel from every piece of straw. No, so you could have in mind when you're toreim, by truma gedolo, you could have in mind all of these, unimportant pieces of tvua or grapes. That could work for the truma, but that can't work for the meiser. Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. V'al masha besocha tevin. V'afilu lo kivein. And even if you didn't have it in mind explicitly, t'nai bezdin hu. That means basically it's automatic. She'yitra malakol. Hilkach. Mitruma gedola pater. V'chein b'shemen v'ayin daito. Gam ala geves v'azagin. So if I sell, what's the case here? Am I allowed to sell the dregs of the psoles, of the wine skins, of the grape skins and the olive dregs. So you're not allowed to sell that to somebody who's going to take out the liquid. So regarding truma gedola, you can cover yourself because before you sell it, you could take off truma gedola and have in mind all these things. And that works because truma gedola doesn't have a specific amount, right? V'kol zeh b'truma gedola, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, she'en lo shir min haTorah, v'chita achas poteres es kol akri, as we know. But by meiser and trumas meiser, which are an exact amount, sheni telas b'mida, u'b'minyin, u'b'mishkal, eino torim, ela k'negan masha lefanav. You have to know exactly what you're being ma'aser for. Therefore, im chazar v'hosi mashkin chai b'meisers. Then he's going to take off meisers afterwards. That's why it's more of a problem to sell it for him, or maybe just make sure and help him out and know that before he uses it or eats it. Period. Halokeach sade yerek besuria. Remember Surya? That's the area outside of Eretz Yisrael that Chazal or Mechayiv in Midrabanan. That's Kibush Yachid. We've discussed in the past. Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim in the first parak of Gittin. What was the problem of that Kibush with David HaMelech? Did he do it before the rest of Eretz Yisrael was conquered? Did he do it without the permission of the Ur Metumim and the Sanhedrin? Different days. So that's chayiv in Midrabanan. But what if I buy vegetables from a non-Jew in Syria? So a non-Jew in Syria is a double. Chazal will never mechayiv a non-Jew's tfu in Syria. Only a Jew's tfu in Syria. A non-Jew's tfu in Eretz Yisrael, that's a machlokas that we had many times throughout the Seder. But a goy's tfu in Syria is not chayiv. So what happens if I buy a goy's tfu in Syria? Not chayiv. But what if I buy it very early in the processing? So, im ad shelo ba'alon asa ma'isra is chayiv. If I bought it before, I bought the trees before it became ripe at all, before it grew a third, and it grew a third when I owned it, then chayiv, that's called a Jew owning it in Syria. Ve'im shebo alon asa ma'isra is pater. But if I already bought it, once it's already fully grown, or after a third grown, then I'm pater, because it's called grown in the goy's rishus. Vilokate kedarka v'holech. And I can just go down and harvest it regular, normally. But, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain this. Vilokate means you could go down. You're not allowed to hire workers. You still need to have a chilek, though people don't get confused. Because if you harvest this the normal way, people are like, oh, you can harvest this the normal way. They'll even do it by cases where a Jew bought fruit before the onas ha-maisrus. So there is a limitation. There's a limitation here, and that's the singular. Velocate kedarko. You don't have to take off maestris, but singular, you could go down and be located for holech, but you cannot hire workers because then there might be confusion. They'll think this is regular, and then they'll can be confused even with fruit that you buy before the onus on maestris. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, obvious karpal and vilkar. Rabbi Yehuda's like, no, just go and harvest. Just go and harvest in the normal way with workers. Yiskar paul and vilkar. Hire workers and harvest it. Also, there's a let's go back to the Tanakhama for a second. So there's a chumrah. You can't hire workers, but there's a kula.
also, implicitly. The kula is that you don't take off maizris even from what grew after you bought it. Right? You bought it once it grew a third. So once it grew a third in the hands of the guy, it's pater. But now it grew the whole way. You don't take off maizris at all. Right? Even for what grew. So that's the Tanakam. You have a chumra and a kula. A chumra of, you're not allowed to hire workers, but a kula of, you don't take off maizris even from what grew afterwards. Rav Shimon Gamliel goes even more lakula. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda goes more lakula that you can even hire workers. Amr, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bamed Rav Amurim. When did this whole this discussion happen? Abizman Shekana Karka. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you need two. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Surya is only chayav midrabanan if you bought it before a third and you bought karka with it too. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Abizman Shalok Kana Karka, if you just bought fruit, if you just bought fruit from the guy, even if you just bought fruit very early before it grew, pater, you're also pater there. And again, as the Mefarshim explained here, the Rasir Leo, Rav Shimon Gamliel requires two things for there to be a chiyah from Surya. Right? You have to own land along with the fruit, and the fruit have to grow. Onus amaisras has to be when you own it. Fine. Rebbe Omer, af lefi cheshbon. What does that mean? So that's based on what we just alluded to. The Gemara is going to explain that Rebbe is going to tell us, even if you bought it before, after Onus HaMaisris, you have to take off Maisris based on what grew afterwards. That's what it means, Lefi Cheshbon here. Whatever grew afterwards, you're going to have to cover. Fine, what grew up until now, you don't have to. It grew during the time when it was owned by a guy, but whatever grew afterwards, you will have to. That's what it means, Af Lefi Cheshbon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue next time. In the last couple of days here of Maseches Maizros.